Well, that wraps up the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT. Keep on listening.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. This is Terminal 5. Good morning. Starting out today with a trio of guitar pieces, the first which was The Modern Folk out of Portland, Oregon, and they gave us Hone Quarry. That is from a January release called Briary Branch on the Ramble Records label, which is out of Australia, and a label which features a lot of guitar. Then we heard Duncan Marquis. That is a piece entitled Minor History from Wires Turned Sideways in Time. Some more guitar magic there, and it doesn't say anything about synthesizer, so I'm guessing those other sounds that were sort of intertwined with his guitar playing had to do with guitar effects. That is a guess. Duncan hails from Glasgow, and that is out on the Bass and Rock label, which is a tiny label out of the UK. Puts out mostly singer-songwriter and guitar records. And ending up with someone new to me and only one Bandcamp release, Louis Capizio out of Australia, and that simply entitled Number 4 and a release date of October of this year. There you have it. That was the set. Glad you're along this morning, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Stay tuned. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal.
Thank you. Saintless of St. James's Park, protect their discontent with words the Satin poet sang and what they think he meant. With this testament on plastic and how they think he'd feel, they peep between the gravestones to see if they're for real. And the Christ-like figure rises, his apostles walk behind, with the Bible that he's writing fixed firmly on their mind. But doubting Thomas stays behind, weeping in his bed, with the only revelation that life went on ahead. All through the real and unreal city, walking down my own cathedral aisle. Beneath the silent mission bells, an alcoholic hand is breathing pictures on the wall of what was once a man. His disciples form the circle where he crucifies his past, while his future hides behind him, deceptive to the last. His Magdalene, she's crying, she knows more than he does, of consciousness to failure, of what he is and what he was. She's brought a bottle and a drum and a box to put them in, for when Soho kills her sinner and adopts another sin. All through the real and unreal city, walking down my own cathedral aisle, inside the Grecian parlor bars, reluctant angels sit, cursed by their religion and lacking strength to quit. And the silver-haired magician comes to buy their pauper sins and takes them off to Mayfair in expensive law-proof tins, to where his servant files them through a glass forgiveness machine. The process is kept secret, the machine is seldom seen. The magician keeps repair squads for fear it may get broke, while corruption is peeping sideways through respectability's cloak. All through the real and unreal city, walking down my own cathedral aisle, walking down my own cathedral aisle, walking down my own cathedral aisle, walking down my own cathedral aisle.
Don't go dig. just a hole in a song, and you fill it with what went wrong. How can you say that life will last that long? Oh, 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 oh. Don't
Hello once again, you are tuned to Terminal 5, and we ended up that set with Itasca, going back to 2015, actually, from a release cassette only called Anne's Tradition, and I think that might have been something that she sold on tour only. I'm not 100% sure of that, but that tune called Afternoon. Before that, something new from the forthcoming Hand Habits album called Funhouse. We heard a song called Graves coming out on Saddle Creek. Before that, a pretty unknown musician out of the UK called Thomas Yates. That is from his first album. It's the title track from Second City Spiritual. That came out in 1967, and that's a record I've been looking for a while. It actually came out on CBS, but for reasons that I don't always understand, even records from major labels sometimes disappear, never to show up again. And yeah, that's one that really should be reissued. He had two more records up until 1977 and then basically stopped recording. The second of the two have been put out on CD, but in this case, the CDs are at least as hard to find, if not harder, than the LP versions. And I'm guessing that the first one was never reissued on CD because of contractual things, because he doesn't own the masters and such. He put up some stuff, he put a couple of albums up on Bandcamp, and so they are more available. And actually, you'll find some stuff on YouTube, and in digging around a little bit more, the first album is actually on Spotify, which I try to avoid, but I'm going to go check it out and listen to it, at least, because I haven't heard that record in its entirety. So, anyway. And we started the set with a Swedish gent, a spiritual Swedish gent at that, called Pelle Westlin, or Vestlin. And I'm not going to attempt the Swedish, but the title of that song translates to There Is a Rose Sprouting, from an album all of hymns, spiritual songs, and such like. Just an amazing voice, I think. I am no expert, but a tenor or a countertenor, I would say. That really high voice. Amazing stuff there, and I hope you enjoyed that. We'll get back to music, and you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5. Stay tuned.
Thank you for the medicine your pouches. Carried me up a mountain.
make this come. I'll be farming apples, and these four wood bowls, why don't you take them with you when you go? Leaves are turning gold, and the honey's pouring slow. Hey, little gold, instant like the morning, like lambs yawning. Your pouches are so
tried but couldn't begin a new ending. Fool's fate brings you down. And though I know it's only someone else's memories, still I get jealous. Pretty, still I get even and give in to pity, but all I had is all I ever needed. But I'll take yours if I ever need it.
Oh, you golden padlocked people, take me back where I belong. Oh, you gifted stallion, carry me your mountains of time, mountains and the valleys of time. Oh, my love, oh, my love. Here, take his bridle off my mind, off my wheel. Here, take his bridle, lead where you will. Oh, lift me from my silver saddle, place me lightly on the sweet, sweet ground. Take this rose I have offered, that once was lost, oh my love. But now is found, is found, my love, oh my love, oh, oh my love. The red ruby river runs right by my front door, and from my kitchen window I see your below. Celia de Loro, the palace of the poor. Take me to my lord's high chamber. Far above the courtyard wall, and through the crystal curtain my heart calls up above. The castle falls love, oh, oh. Oh, you golden Palabino of call, take me back where I belong. Oh, you gifted stallion, carry me your mountains of time, mountains and the valleys of time. Oh, I love her. Oh, oh, I love.
Ending up there with the great Robbie Basho. That is from a 2020 5-CD release put out by Tompkins Square Records, called Song of the Avatars, The Lost Master Tapes. And indeed, there were a whole mess of tapes that were found, which mirrored his entire recording career, spanning 1965 to 1985. I just saw the light of day recently, so always happy to hear some Robbie Basho material. Fantastic. Before that, Sean Parlia, Yellows, New York City musician, and that album just out, entitled Colors. Before that, John White out of Washington State gave us a song called None Other Than from A Winter's Worth of Ashes. Before that, Saltless Dinners with Hummingbird. They just came out in November. That's the title track. And ending up, with Jody Jean Marston. And starting out with Jody Jean Marston, that song called Seed Bearer from an album entitled Red Tail. It says here on her Bandcamp page that it was released in 2004, but I think that might be a mistake. Maybe it was recorded in 2004. I don't think that came out until 2006, and I don't even think that saw the light of day. I was never able to find a copy of that, and it is up now in digital form on Bandcamp, but glad it finally made it. And she recorded a couple of records, 2005, 2006, and then dropped out of the music scene for quite some time, and only recently putting stuff up on Bandcamp, as I said. So happy to have that, and that was this first hour. This is Terminal 5. My name is Jeffrey Davison, and you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal, ckut.ca on the web. Stay tuned.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.